And it's 12:43 right now, and the song we heard before was our local band, Acid World, with our children.
You're listening to Radio Democracy, and today we're talking to Derek Shepherd, who is an elected teacher at the Borobin Sudbury School. We were just talking in the break about some of the success stories of the school. The school is obviously doing well in turning children into self-assured and self-motivated adults. So can you tell us where some of your students have gone on to?
Yep, thanks. Our students, because they're allowed to focus on what they want to do, they're doing all sorts of unique and very individual things. We haven't had a great number of graduates. We're only a very small school. But the people who we've seen there over the long term, and it does take quite a while to understand and to get the benefits, the real benefits of being in this sort of democracy, have gone on to or have been pursuing things at school like music, art, mechanical work, IT stuff, including graphics, animation, and programming. We have a unique graduation process. We don't buy into another system of graduation. Students have to graduate in much the same way as someone presenting a thesis for a master's has to. They have to present a thesis and they're judged by their school community as to whether they're ready to be a responsible, effective adult, and that's the aim.
How do universities take that kind of qualification for admitting students?
Well, we haven't. Our students have gone on to tertiary education and they've applied by individual approach. I think we've come to believe that that's the way it ought to be for everybody, frankly. Mm-hmm. This system is scoring people and expecting that it somehow assesses whether a person's ready for university or has got the knowledge necessary to go to university is shown to be false. It's hollow. 30% of students drop out in their first year. What does that say about the system?
Yeah.
You know? And our students have made individual applications. So we've got two that are going to Quantum. They applied last year. Doing screen and programming. They also apply for scholarships to attend for the year. Quantum is a multimedia training facility. It's owned partially by the Queensland Government, I think. They achieved obtained their scholarships, and I think there's only about one in five people there that have.
Wow, this is one of the success stories that surely the Queensland Government should be paying attention to.
But I'll go on and explain a couple other things. We had another student who was very much into mechanical stuff, and right now his thing is Land Rovers. Right now he's in New York. He's attending an International Democratic Education Conference. He's saved for that himself. He's 17. At 15, he sought to graduate from the school, and he graduated. He did that because he wanted to do a pre-apprenticeship course in mechanics. He got into that. And he was successful. He was sitting in his class with people in the 20s, 20 to 25-year-olds. And at times I asked him, you know, how's it going, of course. And I found out that how many people are really interested and keen in being there. And he said, well, about one in three, you know. That's the number that are actually interested in doing that stuff. But after he did his course, he decided to re-enroll in the school. Because he believed he could do more there. Since then, he's helped the school build two Land Rovers, and he's traded probably 10 cars, I think, bought and sold and done up, etc. And there's a car driving around Mullaney right now that he sold to an employer of his. And in this, getting back to this assessment, he was talking to one of the assessors, and this guy hasn't been attending English classes in the normal way, but he reads manuals, car manuals, to put cars together and orders parts and talks to people around the world. And they said, well, you've achieved this, but how are you going to go further? You've read a manual, but what about other things? And it pointed to me, and the same similar question was asked of another student who's 16, and is great at clarinet, been learning guitar, talented at singing, and she went out and got a job as a waitress in a place in Mullaney. And she's excellent, you know, at doing that stuff. They said, but you're a waitress now, but what if you wanted to go into management? What would you do? And she said, well, if I wanted to do that, I'd do it. You know, and what they seem to be pointing to is that it's not good enough to enjoy what you're doing. You have to go more and harder and better. Like, as if our students couldn't do that.
As if your students are expected to be mediocre at a lot of things rather than something good at something that they really enjoy doing, which is a real shame.
A big part of the problem with our society is that we have this huge amount of competition where people are clambering over each other to get to some illusory point at the top of the pile. And when they get there, what do? They get stressed out. They've got all these material possessions, but what do they have in terms of life? We want our people to feel good and know what it's like to have fun and to play and to leave school knowing these things and feel good about themselves. That's the only way you're going to get on.
So this conservative economic drive for more and more profit is driving the education system too, driving the actual teaching within the education system.
I really believe it's another one of the funny beliefs that I've come to is that mainstream education favours materialism. And if that's the case, then the world's, it's already in a predicament with the environment. If it continues this way, and this is part of the stuff about our aim for sustainability, on an organic campus, we grow our own vegetables, planting our own orchards, about to set up our own dairy herd. It's about having people understand that there are limits to things. We buy most of our furniture secondhand. We don't go and buy new stuff. We recover things, you know. These are real life lessons, not the thing about going out and buy a classroom full of new computers. We build them. We have them built. We maintain the ones we've got, upgrade them, you know, and think very carefully about how we dispose of the things we do. We recycle as much as we can. This is real life stuff, not materialism. That's not.
Okay, Esker?
Well, I guess we might go to a track and come back and say goodbye after this because it's just about time to go.